Let's take a quick look at a sample MHS rehab goal. So if you recall, the case we looked at earlier had a diagnosis of manic episode severe without psychotic symptoms. Impairments include social relationships, living arrangements, and daily activities, specifically school education. So let's look at objective one. Baseline reads, client exhibits angry outbursts approximately 7 times a week. The goal, client will reduce angry outbursts such as throwing items, spitting at parents, yelling and cursing from 7 times a week to 4 times a week. Clinical interventions include individual rehab 1 time a week. There's your modality and frequency. This includes teaching, modeling, and role-playing anger management or alternative coping techniques such as taking a break or asking for help from a substance-free friend or working on her fashion designs. We'll be discussing triggers to angry outbursts, for example, her alcohol use or arguing with others. We will also be identifying physical cues as when she's becoming angry and model positive communication skills such as I statements and asking for help instead of exhibiting angry outbursts or drinking alcohol. You will notice again that the goal itself continues to focus on behaviors related to the client's mental health diagnosis. So again, if you recall, the diagnosis is manic episode severe without psychotic features, and the goal itself should be addressing the behaviors related to this primary diagnosis. Also make note that the behaviors that we're addressing on the client's treatment plan are behaviors that were noted in the assessment. When we look at the interventions, you may also notice that the interventions are intended to address the goal, but in addition, the interventions are addressing the substance use as it relates to the goal. So for example, one of the triggers to her angry outbursts are due to the client's drinking. Therefore, we are addressing the drinking behavior and integrating the substance use within the client's treatment plan. In addition, staff will be assisting the client with developing communication skills to utilize as opposed to lashing out and exhibiting angry outbursts or utilizing drinking as a way to cope. Note that we are not shying away from talking about client substance use. We're addressing that elephant in the room by addressing its connection to the client's mental health.